Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Zayin. We're holding on Daf Vav and Beis at the two dots, about 12, 15 lines before the end of the page. Once again, today Shir is sponsored anonymously Lizchus Rufo Shlema from Meira Risa Bas Ahuva Leia. Shishtav Rufo Shlema through the Zchus of our learning, and we thank the sponsor very much for the sponsorship. Once again, a very packed daf of major topics, major sugyas. We didn't even get yesterday to the Matana Almanas Lahachzir sugyas, so that's what we're going to begin with today. The issue of Matana Almanas Lahachzir as it relates to a whole bunch of different sugyas in the Torah, as it relates to Kiddushin and Mechiras Karkaos and Pidyon HaBen and other things as well. So we're going to discuss Matana Almanas Lahachzir. Then we're going to move on to discuss different types of Kiddushin where we have to look elsewhere in the Torah to figure out whether such Kiddushin works. And we're going to look at the Din of Arev, and we're going to look at the Din of Evet Kanani to determine whether certain types of Kiddushin works. We're also going to discuss Kiddushin with an Adam Chashuv, that sometimes by an Adam Chashuv the money can go in the other direction for the Maisa Kiddushin. It doesn't have to be him giving to her, it could be her giving to him. Then the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss Kiddushin to half a person. Let's say you Mekadesh half an Isha, or you Mekadesh an Isha to half of yourself. And then we're going to get into the issue of Dichoy, and we're going to learn three different halachos relating to Dichoy, that once something is rejected, whether it remains rejected, whether it remains possible forever. And the Gemara is going to have more questions about acquiring something else together with the girl for a pruta. Does that automatically invalidate it, or do we say that maybe that could work? And those questions are going to end in a teku. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss shuma, whether we assess the value of, whether it's necessary to do an assessment of the value of the item that you're using for Kiddushin, if you already know that it's worth more than a pruta. Do you need anything more than that to know that it's worth more than a pruta? Do you have to know a specific value of the item? So we're a little bit behind, going back to Amar Rava on Vavam Beis, about 15 lines before the end of the page. Amar Rava, Heilach mana al menashe tachzir eili. Here's a mana on the condition that you give it back to me. This is a matan al menas achzir. So the question is really, when you give something al menas that it be returned, is that called that you really gave it? So the Gemara is going to say, well, there are four different applications of this issue. Bimecher, if you're trying to buy something with this, you're trying to sell something, and someone buys with matan al menas achzir, he's doing his kinyan kesef by giving the kesef as a matan al menas achzir. Lokana. It is not a valid form of kinyan kesef. The halach is karkas niknes bekesef shtar v'chazaka. So you choose to do kesef. Now that does not mean that you have to pay the full value of the karka in order to be kona it. Ultimately, whatever price you agreed upon, you're going to have to pay. But to make the kinyan, to do the maisa kinyan, you just have to give some amount of kesef. But if you give that kesef, that amount of kesef al menas lahachzir, it's not a valid form of kinyan. Be isha, let's say you mekadesh the isha al menas lahachzir. You have a ring that really belongs to your grandmother, and you want to give it back to her. It's meaningful to you to use it for the maisa kiddushin. So you give it to the girl harei mekadesh asli b'tava azu al menas that you're machzir back to me after the wedding is over. So ena mukadashas does not work for kiddushin. Bepidyon haben, you give the kohen the money al menas lahachzir. Again, it happens where someone has the coins that were used for his own pidyon haben, and it's meaningful to him, keep it in the family. So al menas lahachzir, the kohen has to give it back to you. Ein v'no padui, the pidyon haben does not work in such a case. Bitruma, if you give a kohen truma as a matana menas lahachzir, then yotzi yedei nesina, if your yotzi the mitzvah of nesinas truma, it still has kedushas truma even when he gives it back to you, and therefore you're still not allowed to eat it. You're going to have to make sure that a kohen eats it. But if you have a friend who's a kohen, you can invite him over and give him that truma. Or if you want to sell it to another kohen, betavas ana, so you can sell it to another kohen. But your yotzi the mitzvah, the mitzvah's nesina is done. But vasalasas kein mishenir kikoin amsei bebeis agranos. You're just not allowed to do that, because then it looks like the kohen is doing you favors in exchange for truma that he's going to get in the future, and that is bad, because the truma is supposed to be for free. It shouldn't be that the kohen has to do you favors now so that he can get truma in the future. So it seems that's the kohen amsei bebeis agranos, that he shouldn't be helping you in the threshing floor when you're actually dividing up your produce and figuring out what you're going to give for truma.
shouldn't be working for you, because then he's working for his truma. So over here he's not working for it, but he's doing you a favor by giving you back the truma. And the assumption that people are going to make is that because he's being so kind and going along with this plan of giving you back the truma, you will take him into consideration for further truma in the future. That you'll give him truma in the future, that's too similar to Karina Maseya Beis Agronos. But strictly speaking, it works. So that's what the Gemara says. It begs the question, my kasava Rava, what does Rava really hold? Meaning, ikasava matana amanasa achzir shema matana, if yoldat matana amanasa achzir is actually matana, that it actually works, then afilu kulunami, then it should work in all four cases. Meaning in the case of mechiras karka, in the case of kiddushin and pidyon haben and truma, then it should work in all four if it's really called a matana. And yet we only find over here that it works by truma, but not by the other three. And if you want to say matana minas ha'achzir is lo shema matana, afilu truma nami lo, then it should work in none of the cases. It shouldn't work by truma either. Not only by the first three, it should be no good. It should be no good by truma either. Meaning Rava should be consistent. And the problem is, he doesn't seem to be consistent over here. Va'od ha'rava hudamar matana minas ha'achzir shema matana. Plus, we know that Rava holds matana minas ha'achzir in general is shema matana, which makes it more difficult, because three out of the four cases over here, Rava said it does not work. Yet we know from elsewhere in a fifth case that Rava holds matana minas ha'achzir does work. How do we know that? Dama Rava, because Rava said in a fifth case, Heilach esrog zeh al menas shetachzir reuli. It's the first day of Sukkot, and the halach is you need lachem, that the dalet minim have to belong to the person who's being yotzei the mitzvah. Problem is, your friend doesn't have a dalet minim. You do. So Reuven wants to give Shimon a dalet minim, but he wants his dalet minim back. So he gives it as matana. Reuven gives his dalet minim as matana menas ha'achzir to Shimon. Not though. Shimon takes it and does the mitzvah vehichziro and returns the dalet minim yotza. He's yotzei the mitzvah. Vimlav, and if he doesn't return it, lo yatza. So you see that the matana menas ha'achzir makes it lachem. It makes it that it belongs to Shimon, and he's yotzei the mitzvah so long as he fulfills the tanai of actually returning it when he's supposed to return it. But that's it. Rava says matana menas ha'achzir does work. How come Rava says over here by mecher and by isha and by pidyon haben that it does not work? Ella Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says Bikulukani Levar Meisha. We messed it up. But Rava didn't really say that it works for only Truma and not for the other three. What Rava actually said was that it works for all of the cases with the exception of Isha. Isha is the only case that it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work by Isha? Lefi she'ein Isha niknes bechalipin. Because a woman cannot be niknes bechalipin, so that's why she cannot be niknes with a matana menas ha'achzir. Meaning of the methods of kiddushin, chalipin is not one of them, and therefore matana menas ha'achzir doesn't work. What does it have to do with chalipin? What does one have to do with the other? So matana menas ha'achzir looks like chalipin. The way chalipin works, you're going to go and you're going to make the rabbi your shiach, sell your chametz, and he does a kinyan chalipin, where a symbolic act of kinyan, where you're showing how serious you are about making him your shliach. So what happens? He gives you his pen or his handkerchief, or Moshe Weinberger uses his gartel, Rabbi Billet uses a baseball, whatever it is, and you pick up the item, and then what do? You give it right back to him. So that's the way kinyan chalipin works, that he gives you something, and then you give it right back. So it's very similar to matana menas ha'achzir, where a person takes something, and then they're going to give it right back. Tosus at the bottom points out, v'nir l'rid delav chalipin hu, it's not really a chalipin, it's just a din midrabanan that this is not a good kiddushin, because really this is kesef, it's not chalipin. You're giving a matana and it's actually kesef, it counts as a matana. Lefi shederech ha'olam lahachzir chalipin. Since it's normal, not required for the kinyan to work, but it's normal for chalipin to be returned. Vahani ke'en chalipin dami, and therefore this looks like chalipin. Vasi lemei marisha niknes b'chalipin, so people might think a woman is niknes b'chalipin, and therefore hilkach afkein rabban al kiddushin mina. The Gemara doesn't say it, but Tosfos says that's what's really going on over here. This hafkas kiddushin, the rabbanon were mafkia the kiddushin because it looks like chalipin. Amar le'Rav Huna, Marbrei de Rav Nechemi le'Rav Ashi, so he said to Rav Ashi, hachyar
You know, we have a tradition that Rava actually said the way you just touched it up and not the way we originally presented it. So our original presentation of Rava was inaccurate. The real presentation of Rava is that the only case that Matana Manas Lahachzir does not work is by Isha. In all of the other cases, it in fact does work. Now Tosfos raises the question in the example Rava gave of Helech Esrog Zeh Al Menas Shetachzir Reuli. It seems to be that there's something missing from that Tanai. In general, the dinim of Tanai require that you have a Tanai kafel, that otherwise it's not a binding Tanai at all. You have to say that if you give it back to me, then you'll be Yotzei, and if you don't give it back to me, you won't be Yotzei. The Heim Kodim Lalav and the Tanai Kodim Lamaisa. So you need to have all the Mishpatei HaTanayim. So Tosfos says that Tosfos in Dibur Maskel Lo Gzir Lo Yatza says that not every Tanai needs to be a Tanai Kafel. Like over here, that it's obvious that you're giving the Esrog to the guy, Al Manas, that he should be able to make the Bracha, he should be able to make to have an actual kinyan on it. Tosfos says, for example, there are some places where we don't require any Tanai at all, and it's just an understood Tanai. You don't even have to verbalize anything. The Gemara is going to say later on, Daf Mem Tes, a guy sells all of his, he sells his house, Adaitel Mesek L'Aradi Yisrael, having in mind that he wants to make Aliyah. And he never said anything. And then in the end of the day, something happened. He was unable to make Aliyah, he was unable to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev. He's going to say the sale of my house is invalid because it was only on the condition that I go to Eretz Yisrael. Not, you should have said that. If it was only on such a condition, you should have said that that was the condition. He never said it. It was just Dvarim Shebelev. The sale of his house is binding. So Tosfos says, ooh, it sounds like, though, if he just would have said it, then the sale of his house would not be binding. Then he could be chozer on the sale. But he didn't have to say a Tanai Kafel and a Hein Kodem La. All he would have had to do is just mention it. And apparently that's good enough. That's good enough to count as an actual Tanai. In Pirei, Shavi Tanai, Avagav Delo Kafle. And he says, you have a similar thing in Babasuk of Mem Zayin. A guy is dying and he says, Kumaduma Ani Shishti Muberes, Aval Achshav Sheinu Muberes Nechasei Leploni. I always hoped my wife would get pregnant, I would have a child, I would have someone to pass on my nechasim to, but I don't have any children, she's not pregnant, so therefore I'm giving all of my money to so-and-so, to another person. And then it turns out that his wife actually was pregnant, so he said it's the matana that he gave to the other person is not a matana, because clearly he didn't intend to give it to that person if his wife would have been pregnant. So here also you don't need it tonight, kafel. Why don't you need it tonight, kafel? It's obvious. When it's obvious to know what his das is, then it's not necessary to have a Tanai Kafel. So that's a Yisodistik of Tosfos. Also, the Tosfos in between the two that we read, Vimlav Lo Yatza, tells us about the Esrog, that if he does not return the Esrog, then he's not Yotzei in his own mitzvah of Dalad Minim, because he never became the rightful owner of it. Now, the example where this actually happened in Shas is Gemara in Sukkadaf Mem Aleph. It tells us that Rabbi Gamliel had an Esrog, and he was on a boat with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, and they were all, and he gave it to each one as matan al menas achzir. And the Gemara tells us that natal Rabbi Yeshua v'yatzabo, v'nasal Rabbi Akiva v'yatzabo, Rabbi Akiva v'achzal Rabbi Gamliel. So, and the Gemara says, you see, matan al menas achzir is shema matana. But wait a second, Rabbi Yeshua never gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua was the second guy. Rabbi Yeshua just passed it along to Rabbi Akiva. The way it worked was, it belonged to Rabbi Gamliel, he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua as a matan al menas achzir, who then gave it to Rabbi Akiva as matan al menas achzir, but Rabbi Yeshua never gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. So it says, Tosfos, didn't he not fulfill the Tanai, and therefore shouldn't he not be Yotzei? So Tosfos says, no, this is part of the idea that we're saying, that you have to really understand what the guy's trying to accomplish over here. What he's trying to accomplish is that everyone should be Yotzei with his esrog, and that he should get it back in the end. That's all he really meant, is that it should be machzir at the very end, but he doesn't care whether you be machzir after each person takes the esrog. I think that's where the Gemara comments how you see kama mitzvos chaviven aleihem, how much they loved the mitzvos. So Rav Gamliel says that he spent elav zuz in order to buy that esrog on the boat, because there weren't so many esrogim on the boat. So that's a whole question in the sugi of how much money you have to spend on mitzvos, because elav zuz is a lot of money, a lot more than an esrog should cost. But it's a lot less than Chomish Nechasa for Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel is very wealthy. So what's the maila that he spent out of Zuz? Okay, but that's a discussion for a different time. Back in the Gemara now, at the very bottom line of Vavam Beis. Amar Rava, Tein Manu Leploni Va'akadesh Ani Lach, Mekudeshes Midin Arev. If a woman says
give money not to me, give it to somebody else, and through you giving the money to somebody else, I will be mukadeshes to you. So that works midin arev. How does it work midin arev like a cosigner? Because arev lav afal gav delomati hanal liyadei kamashabi nafshe. The arev is going to become chayiv to pay money if the borrower doesn't have any money to pay, even though the arev isn't getting anything, even though he's not receiving any ana, he's being meshabed himself. He's going to accept upon himself chiyuvin. So hayitzanami. The same with this woman. Afal gav delomati hanal liyadei. Even though you're not giving her anything, you're giving it to somebody else. Kamashabi She's still willing to be meshabit herself, to give herself up in kiddushin to this man. So that works midin arev, that you don't, the money doesn't have to go to her. If she says she wants the money to go to somebody else, she could be mekudeshes. What about the following? Heilach mana v'iskad shilaploni mekudeshes midin eved kanani. If the case is that heilach mana v'iskad shilaploni, that you say here I'm giving you someone else, a third party says I'm giving you money, but not to be mukadeshes to me, but to be mukadeshes to somebody else. So Reuven gives you money and says, hey, Reuven gives the woman money and says, now with this money you should be mukadeshes to Shimon. Then she's mukadeshes midin avi kanani. Well, what's the chiddush over here? This is just a din shliach. What do you mean? Of course you're allowed to send a shliach to be mukadesh nisha for you. So Rashi points out, v'hu shlucho el shemakadesh mishalo. Yeah, he's a shliach to do the maisa kiddushin, but the shliach is using his own money. He's not using the money of the future husband. So he's taking his own money out of pocket and being makadish the isha. So that works midin eved kanani. Eved kanani lav afal gav delo kachasav lo midi kakani nafshe. By an eved kanani, the halacha, even though he's not losing anything, the Mishnah is going to say he could be calling himself with kesef al yidei acherim, which means other people give money to the owner, and the eved kanani is kona himself. So the eved kanani could acquire himself, even though he doesn't have to pay anything. So hay gavrinami, this husband also, afgav de lo kachasav lo midi, kakani lo lahayitza, even though it's not costing him anything, he's not giving anything up, nevertheless, he's being kona, this woman, he's still acquiring an isha over here. So that works, midin eved kanani. What about if we combine the two? Tain the third case, tain mona leploni, v'akadish ani lo. Let's say the woman says, don't give me the kesef kiddushin. The woman says to Reuven, give the kesef kiddushin to Shimon, and I will be mukadeshes to Shimon, not to you, to Shimon. So mukadeshes midin shneim. If we combine arev and eved kanani, this woman will actually be mukadeshes to Shimon. Arev lav afagav dol kamati anol liadei kamishabi nafshe. The arev doesn't receive anything, but still gives himself up, gives up, and becomes obligated to pay the money. Sayetzanami afagav dol kamati anol liadei kamakani nafsha. This woman didn't get anything, and still she's makna herself in kiddushin. So you have midin arev. So it says midami. Hey, can you really compare it to an arev? Arev haid de kakani le kachaser mamona haid gavra kakani la lahayitzav lo kachaser lo midi. How can you really say it's like a din of arev? By a din of arev, the one that's the beneficiary of the arev shibudim, of the arev chiyuvim, is the one that gave the money. Meaning the lender gave money to the borrower so that the arev will be chayiv to pay him back. But over here, the husband who's the beneficiary didn't give anything up. He was just standing on the sidelines the whole time. So the Gemara says, that's why we have the din of Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani Yochiach. You see by Eved Kanani that even though he didn't give anything up, he didn't lose anything, yet he still acquires himself. He still goes free. Midami, the Gemara says, well, wait, it's not the same as an Eved Kanani. Hasam hachta kamakni kakani. By the din of Eved Kanani, the one who was makna is kona. Hacha hayitza kamakani nafsha v'lo kakani v'lo midi. But over here, this woman is being makna herself and isn't kona anything. Meaning the owner of the Eved, who's makna the Eved l'cheirus, is at least the one who's receiving money. Over here, the woman who's being makna herself is not getting anything. So Gemara says, yeah, arev yochiach. That's what the din of arev does for you. That it shows you that you don't have to get anything in order to be mechayiv yourself. Avgav lo kamati anol yadei meshabi nafshei. Even though you don't get any ana, you meshabit yourself. So that's why if you put Eved Kanani and arev together, such halacha can work, that the woman could be makna herself. The woman could be makna herself even when you don't give the kiddushin to her, and it's not even the husband doesn't give the kiddushin to her, it's someone else that gives the kiddushin, and it's not given to her, it's given to the husband himself. Lav dafka the husband himself. The point is, it's really given to anybody. The husband, it's just that it's a great chiddush that it looks so strange that he's the one that's receiving the kesef kiddushin. Boy Rava, helich mana va'kadish anilach mahu. What's the din if the woman gives the husband money and says, here, I'm going to be mekudeshes to you by me giving you this money? Amr Marzutra Mishrein Rav Papa Mekudeshes. That works. Amr Le Ravashi the Marzutra Imkain Havli Nechasim Sheish La Machrayas Niklim Nechasim Shein La Machrayas. Wait a second. We're assuming that works midin Kinyan Agav. That once you make a kinyan on one item, you get the second item as well. So that's what we're assuming is going on over here. The woman gives the man money, make a kinyan on this money, and by dint of the kinyan that you make on this money, I'm going to be kona I'll be kona you as well. The man will be kona the woman as well. That used to be the lashon we used for agav in the shtar mechiras chametz by dint. That was but then some lawyer told Rabbi Willig that it's not the proper lashon to use, and he changed it. So I don't know. But for years that was the that he used. So that's how we described Kinyan Agav, so it's still in my head. So the Chasim Sheish Bemachayis are we're assuming that he's acquiring the Metaltalin, the Kesef, and by making a Kinyan on the Kesef, he also gets the woman, which has a din of Karka. But says Gemara, wait, that's not the way Kinyan Agav works. It's not that you make a Kinyan on Metaltalin, and along with the Metaltalin comes Karka, Vananim Chatran. It's supposed to work the exact opposite way. The Chasim Sheish Bemachayis, Nick. The way it's supposed to work is you make a kinyan on the karka, and then together with that karka you get metaltalin. So I buy some land off you, and together with that land I acquire all the furniture that's in the house. I don't have to make a separate kinyan on every couch and every table and every, or even if it's not in the karka, even if it's somewhere else, it works that you can make a kinyan on the karka, and by virtue of the kinyan that you made on the karka, you get all the metaltalin as well. So what's going on over here? Why is it that the husband is making a kinyan on the kesef and he gets the woman? The woman has a din of karka. So says Gemara, Amar Leh, Mi Savrit Amar Leh Agav? Who said anything about kinyan Agav? That's not what's going on over here. Adam Chashuv Askinan. Over here we're dealing with the case of Adam Chashuv, that the woman gave an Adam Chashuv money and said, with this giving of the money, I want to be Mekudeshes to you. What? How does she become Mekudeshes to him? Doesn't the husband have to give to her? Ki Yikach, doesn't he have to do the Maisa Kiddushin? Tabehi Anah Dekamakabel Matana Minah Gomra Makanya Lenafsha. The Hana'a that he is, that she gets from the fact that he's willing to receive a Matana from her, she is makner herself to him with that hana'a. Meaning sometimes you give someone is such an important person and you give them a gift and you see that they use the gift, that they like the gift, so that's significant. That gives the giver a certain sense of hana'a. There is a sefer called Piskei Tshuva, not to be confused with Piskei Tshuva, nor to be confused with Piskei Tshuvos. Piskei Tshuva, a 19th century sefer, a collection of different tshuvas, quotes from Rabbi Eliezer Orbach Mikalish, who says that someone who sends Mishloach Manos to an Adam Chashav, the Makabel is Yotze the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos as well. How is the Makabel Yotze? He says, based on what the Gemara says over here, Nosin Matana L'Adam Chashav, it's as if the Adam Chashav has given him a Matana by receiving the Mishloach Manos. Mela, the Adam Chashav is Makai the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. The guy gave a hana'a, but he did not give two food items, meaning it's true. Reuven is an Adam Chashuv. When Shimon gives Reuven Mishloach Manos, Shimon's Yotzei Mishloach Manos because he gave it to Reuven. But since Reuven is an Adam Chashuv, Shimon got hana'a from this gift. But did Shimon get two food items that he could use for the Suda from this gift? Doesn't seem so. So he says, no, even though you're supposed to give Dvar Machal Mishta, this Hana'a is not Machal Mishta, but since it comes Al Yedei Machal Mishta, you Yotze Yerchiv. That Lechora would be a Geshmak and Nafkamina in the famous Machlokas, Shuma Sadash and Manos Alevi. What is the function, what is the purpose of Mishloach Manos? Is Mishloach Manos in order to help a person fulfill their mitzvah of Sudas Purim, or is it to create Ava Vareyos, and it's just that there's a technicality that you have to use food for Mishloach Manos. So if it's to help someone fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, Shimon can't be Yotzei Sudas Purim with this Hana'ah. It's not going to work. He can't eat this Hana'ah. But if it's about using food in order to enhance a sense of Avav Reyus, so yeah, by Reuven accepting this food, it's enhancing a sense of Avav Reyus. That's the, if you believe that there's in fact a machlokas between the Manos Halevi and the Trumas Hadashen, that would be enough gemina between them. Rav Asher Weiss has commented that if you were to tell the Manos Halevi that he's involved in a halachic machlokas with the Trumas Hadashen, it would be news to him. He never wrote a halacha sefer. He wrote a sefer of Drush. So he explains that the idea of Mishloach Manos is to create Avav Reyos, it's the answer to Haman's Kitruk of that we're Mefuzar Mefurad Ben Ahamim, that we don't get along with each other. But that's Drush. The halacha is that you're supposed to give manos that a person could use for their Su'udas Purim. But the Achronim do pick up on this Piskei Tshuva, and they do connect it to that machlokas, because most of the Gedolei Achronim do assume that there is some sort of machlokas, and that's why they come up with like 15 nafkaminas. Every shir you ever hear about Shalach Manos is you have like a 90% chance that the shir is going to be machlokas Manos Halevi Shem Sedeshen and 15 nafkaminas. Itmar Nami Mishrei Drava V'chein Le'inyan Mamona. These methods of acquiring an isha that we mentioned, Midin Arev, Midin Eved Kenani, works by Dine Mamon as well. All these things of Din Arev, Din Eved Kenani, if you sell a field and you say, don't give the money to me, give the money to Ploni and my field will be sold to you, so that works, Midin Arev. Or you say, Helich Mana, and instead of giving me the field, you have the field belong to someone else, so then that someone else actually has a kinyan on the field, Midin Eved Kenani. Or you say, Tain Mana Leploni, and then my field will belong to him, that works, Midin Shneim, it works in Dinei Mamnas, all three permutations. Utsricha, and we need to be told these methods of kinyan both by Kiddusha Isha and by a field, and by money. Diashmin Kiddushin, if I only would have been told by Kiddushin, I would say Mishum Taha Itza Nichola Bekaldu, that a woman is very happy to be married, so she's willing to allow for the marriage to go through, even if it's a secondary form of kinyan, even if it's a weaker form of kinyan. Kidre Shlakish, Tamre Shlakish, Tav Lemesav Tandu, Lemesav Armalu, that a woman is happy to have company, she's happy to just not be alone. So if we apply that chazaka, we can assume that she's happy with any form of kiddush, and that's why we allow kiddush midin arev, kiddush midin eved kenani, all these weaker forms of kinyan. Avol mamona imalo, but I would think when it comes to dinim mamonis, that the same is not true, that when it comes to making a real kinyan, so for someone to give something up in kinyan, it has to be a real valid form of kinyan. V'yashmin mamona, and if we would have only been told these dinim of arev eved kenani and shnehem by mamon, mishum de isyav l'mechila, I would say, yeah, that's because money, you always have the advantage that you could be mochel money. That's just the nature of money. So even if it really shouldn't have worked, you say that the person is mochel, so that's how the other person can really acquire it. Avol kiddushin emelo, but you can't do mechil on kiddushin. It's, if it's not a valid form of kiddushin, then they're not married. You're playing around with eshes ish. You can't say, I'm mochel my wife. If you want the woman to be, if you're married, you want the woman to be mataris l'shuk, you got to give her a get. You can't just be mochel. You can't, the woman can't be mochel herself. You need a ma'is and kiddushin. So tzricha. So that's why we need to be told these dinim in both cases, both by an isha and by mamon. Amar Rava. Rava says, let's say you want to pull a shtick as follows. Hiskachi li lechatzi. You say to a woman, I want you to be mekadeshas, but not to the entire me. I'm too, you're Donald Trump. You think you're too big for anybody. So yeah, I want you to be mekadeshas. I shouldn't say things like that. You want to be mekadeshas to half. I want you to be mekadeshas to half of me, because about half of me is big enough to be mekadesh you. Mekadeshas. So the halach is she's mekadeshas. Chetzi yacham mekadeshas. Let's say he says, you know, I only like your left side. I want only to be mekadesh half of you, not the whole you. So ain't a mekadeshes. Then it's not mekadeshes. It doesn't work. Amle Abai l'Ravas. Abai says, Rava, Maishna chetzcha mekadeshesli deina mekadeshes. Why is it that when you're mekadesh half an isha, it doesn't work? Because isha amar achmana v'lochatzi. Isha, presumably, it's because the pasuk says, ki yikach ish isha, that when you get married, you have to take the whole woman. Obviously, al derech hashkafa, there's a lot to say over here, but this is talking in halacha, that if you're mekadesh woman, you have to be mekadesh the entire woman. You can't just be mekadesh her better qualities or half of her. It doesn't work that way. Well, if by that same logic, it shouldn't work to be mekadesh her to half of you either. Hachanami ish amarachmana velo chatzi ish. That same pasuk says, ki yikach ish isha, that the only way kedushin is going to work is if the entire ish is involved in the kedushin, not just half of him. So what? Why the difference? Why is it when it's a chatzi ish the kedushin works, but when it's a chatzi isha the kedushin does not work? Amrlei hachi ashli, said you can't compare ish to isha. You can't compare a chatzi ish to a chatzi isha. It has nothing to do with the word ish or isha in the pasuk. It's about what does he really intend to do. Does he really mean he's only being mekadesh half of the woman, or that the woman is only mekadesh to half? What does that even mean? Is he going to live with her? Is he not going to live with her? No, what do we have to really look at what his intention is. Hasum itzel beitrei lo chazia. A woman cannot marry two men. Elagavra milo chazi lebeitrei. A man is allowed to marry two women. So vahachi kamar. This is what he's telling her. When he says, I want you to be mekadesh to half of me, what he's saying is that I want the rights, the freedom, to be able to marry someone else as well. And that's al pi halacha. He's allowed to do that. Not halacha l'maisa nowadays, but that's al pi halacha, al pi dinei Torah. He's allowed to marry more than one wife. It's only chayim d'rabbeinu Gershom that we don't do it. But obviously, she can't marry more than one man. So if he says, I'm being mekadesh half of you, which means I'm giving you the freedom to be able to marry someone else. No, that doesn't work. There's no such thing as a kiddushin where she's still free, where she doesn't become asura liolam. There are two elements of marriage. What the whole shame kiddushin, the whole name kiddushin to begin with, is where did the chacham come up with the word kiddushin? So we learned in Daf Bezam and Bez that it, like hegdish, becomes asura kuli alma. So kiddushin has to make her asura kuli alma. It can't keep her mutter to go marry somebody else. That's the very nature of kiddushin.
The nifshutu la kiddusha b'kula. Why don't we assume that the kiddushin naturally spreads to all of her, to her entire being?
Milo tanya. After all, didn't we learn in the brisa ha'omer ragla shel zu ola te kula ola? That if you take an animal and you say let the leg of this animal be a carbon ola, the entire animal becomes a carbon ola, even though you only designated the leg as a carbon ola. And although not everyone agrees with that halacha, v'afilu mad yomer ein kula ola, even the opinion that says that no, when you're makadish the leg as a carbon ola, makdish the leg as a carbon ola, the entire animal does not become a carbon ola. That's only because a leg is not a significant enough part of the animal. An animal could live without a leg. You see every once in a while like a three-legged dog or something. The animal could live without a leg. But we do assume that if you're maktish a significant enough part of the animal, that the animal would not be able to live without the part that you were maktish, then the kedusha automatically spreads to the entire animal. And the entire animal becomes a carbon ola. So what do we see? Suggesting over here also by the Isha. If you're Mekadesh half of the Isha, she can't live without half of her. Whichever way you slice her, whether you cut off half, she wouldn't be there anymore. So a human being can't live without half of her. So shouldn't we say that if you're Mekadesh half of her, you're Mekadesh a significant enough portion of her that the Kedushin should be Chal throughout her entire being? Which is such an amazingly strange question. No one is about making something Hektish as a Karban, the other one is about being Mekadesh an Isha. So you see again, this is the second place in this Masechta where we see that there's something about this lashon of kiddushin being hegdish. It's not just a cute term that we use that Chazal just came up with to describe that she's usher to the rest of the world. That there's something hektish-like in the way you're mekadesh and isha. The Gemara is going to make a distinction. The Gemara is going to say it's not the same. But in the question to even have a havamina that they should be the same, that there's something relating. There's something much deeper in terms of the connection to hegdish and kiddushei isha. Well, again, as I mentioned the first time we had it, we should keep on the lookout throughout the Masechta. All the times we take this connection so seriously between hektish and kiddushei isha. But the Gemara says, "Mi dami, you can't really compare the two. Hasam behema hachadas acheres. See, when you maktish a behema, it's all up to you. The behema doesn't get a vote in the matter whether he becomes hektish or not. So therefore, you could say automatically the kedusha spreads through the entire animal. But over here, there's a das acheres.
the woman need, the das of the woman is critical in order to make the kiddushin work. So halo damya elulaha. If you want to compare it to something, compare it to the following case. Damar Rabbi Yochanan behema shel shnei shutfin hikdish chetzia v'chazer v'lacha v'ikdisha kedosha ve'ina kreva. The halacha is you have two partners. Reuven and Shimon both own an animal together. Reuven is makdish his half, and then he buys out Shimon's half, and he's makdish Shimon's half. So it's kedosha. The animal is kadosh, but ve'ina kreva. It cannot be brought as a carbon, because when you were first makdish it, it could not be brought as a carbon because only half of it was kadosh. Va'osa tamura. This animal can make a tamura. If you try to switch it out for another animal, the second animal will have kedusha as well. But a tamura sukiyotzeba. The tamura will also not be allowed to be brought as a carbon because it can only have the kedusha that the first animal had, and the first animal was not able to be brought as a carbon. Shema mina tlas. What you see from that statement is three different things. Shema mina balichayim nidachin. You see the concept of dichoy applies to living animals as well, because over here it was a living animal and you were makdish half of it and it was nidcha mina mizbeach because it was only half kadosh. It stays nidcha even though it was a balchay. Ushma mina dichoy meikara havi dichoy. We see that even when something was never near a vinidcha, it was never roy to be brought on the mizbeach in the first place, still the dichoy is permanent, meaning one might have argued that something is only consider nidcha if it was ever ra'ui, that if it was kosher once and then you passled it, okay, so then it's passled forever, it can never become kosher again. But something that was never kosher to begin with, you might think that such a dichoy is not as powerful because it didn't overcome an initial kashrus, it didn't reject an initial kashrus. So you might think that a dichoy meikara would not be permanent, it would just be until you fix the problem, until you solve the problem. I told this to my talmidim, I said, imagine a boy starts the year and he tries out for the basketball team and he doesn't make the basketball team. So now, even if he gets better at basketball, he fixes the problem. They're not going to let him on the team halfway through the year. But if someone transfers in from a different school halfway through the year, sometimes they'll let him on the team because he was never rejected in the first place. It's more powerful once you were ra'ui to make it and then you were rejected. So that rejection has much more permanence. So you see over here that dichoy me'akar is dichoy. You also see that there's dichoy even though it's only Kedusha's damim, that initially it could not be Kadosh l'mizbech because it was only half of the animal that was being Kadosh, so it was only Kedusha's damim that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, and you see Dichoy works there as well. So now the Gemara asks a series of four questions. Bai Rava, chetzi chabachatzi pruta v'chetzi chabachatzi pruta mahu. What if instead of just being Mekadish Nisha straight, the guy is quirky, so he decides, I'm being Mekadish half of you with half a pruta, and the other half of you with the other half a pruta. Does that work? Kivin damar l'chatzi pruta paska. Do we assume that once he says Pruta, so he tried to be Mekadish with Chatzi Pruta, and that's, we pause it right there, and he's Mekadish L'Chatzon, and it doesn't work. Al Dilma Manu V'Holichu. Or maybe it's just like he's counting it out. You know, I'm buying this for $10, he has 1, 2, 3, so you Mekadish Nisha for Al Pruta, you're counting it out. Half a Pruta, another half a Pruta. Im Tzim Tzilomer Manu V'Holichu. If you say that that works, and we just view it as if he's Manu V'Holich, Chatzi Chaber Pruta V'Chatzi Chaber Pruta Mahu. What if he does half of you with a full Pruta, and then the other half of the full pruta, kivin damla pruta bipruta upruta paskalimil say. Do we assume that since initially he gave a full pruta, that itself creates a pause, and we say, okay, pruta, period, stop right there, and therefore it's not going to be a valid kiddushin because he only got half of her with that pruta, he only tried for half of her. Adilma kol biyomei manavalechu. Or do we assume that as long as it's the same day and he's still counting it out on the same day, then we assume that he's mono v'holich, he's just counting it out. And im tim tzolomer kol biyomei mono v'holichu, that he's just counting it out, and so okay, in that case, chetzicha bepruta ayom v'chetzicha bepruta lemachar. What if he breaks it up over 2 different days? Half of you with the pruta today, half of you with the pruta tomorrow. What's the kivin damar l'machar paska? Do we assume that since he's delayed some of it till the next day, that's the pause? Odil mahachi kamla kiddushin maskul meina umigmar l'nigmaru ad l'machar. He wants kiddushin to be a process. Let it begin today and let it finish tomorrow. So does that work? And then the final question: shnei chetzicha. There's no imtim talomer over here. Shnei chetzicha bepruta mahu. What if he says, "I want the two half." halves of you with this pruta. Hachavadi b'chad zimna kamerla. So we assume that over here he's definitely telling her all at once. Adilma ein isha miskadesh chatzon klal. Or do we say no? You can't be mekadesh isha lechatzon at all. So take the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. Now Rava raises three more questions. By Rava, Rava raised the first four as well, but three more questions. By Rava, shtei benosech l'shnei banai bepruta mahu. What if the fathers are the ones doing the ma'aseh kiddushin, and he says, I want your two daughters to be mekudeshes to my two sons with this one pruta? Do we look at the people who are involved in the transaction, who are doing the ma'aseh kinyan, and there is a pruta over here? Or do you look at the bride and groom, and you say you don't have a kinyan? Teku, so that's unresolved. By Rav Papa, bitcho uparaska bepruta mahu. I want your daughter and your cow all for this one pruta. Mi amrin bitcho bechatzi pruta paraska bechatzi pruta, and therefore it doesn't work. Each one he's trying to get with half a pruta. Adumah bitcho bepruta paraska bemeshicha. Or maybe he's saying I'm using the money for the kiddushin and the para. I just want to be kona bemeshicha. Teku, that's unresolved. And then a final one by Ravashi. Bitcha v'karka acha bepruta mahu. I want to be mekadesh your daughter and get your karka for a pruta. Do we assume bitcha b'chatzi pruta v'karka acha b'chatzi pruta? It's half a pruta for each, and therefore it's no good. Adilma bitcha b'pruta v'karka acha b'chazaka. Or maybe he's going for the daughter for a pruta, and the karka he wants to acquire with chazaka. Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. There's so much to say on this stuff, but no, it's stuff yomi.